phone. Don't need no speedy car to get me home. Don't need no nothing. All I need is time for the...
You're listening to Radio Monterey at KRXA 540 AM, either on your home radio or car radio. We're also live streaming on TuneIn or RadioMonterey.com on your tablet or smartphone. So we are accessible. Hope everybody's having a great three-day weekend. It is President's Day on Monday. We just had another holiday on Friday, Valentine's Day. And I don't know if you all had a great Valentine's Day, but I had something special happen to me. I actually had a little Cupid show up during my Valentine's Day and arrange for my own personal choice of flowers and my own personal choice of a box of chocolates. I can't tell you the last time I had a box of chocolates given to me. And I think it's fabulous. I wish this for everyone. Of course, it does help to have grandchildren. So thank you, Isabella, for that wonderful addition to Valentine's Day. And everyone else, I hope you had your own version of a fabulous Valentine's Day and you're enjoying the sun that we have when it peaks out this weekend on the Central Coast here in Monterey Bay. Well, although Valentine's Day was officially yesterday, it's still fresh in our minds. So we have a special guest for you today, Paula McChesney, who will be a KRXA co-host beginning tomorrow. She's starting a show titled Passion by Design, and I'll let her tell you about that. But it does begin at 5 p.m. tomorrow, so set your clocks. Make a note for yourself. You won't want to miss this show. Welcome, Paula. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. How lovely.
It's great having you.
Thanks.
So Paula is also a creative force and co-author of a book titled Passion by Design. And she has a beautiful business that helps us all have more beautiful bedrooms and homes. And Paula, I was wondering how local are you? I know you're local. I mean, is this born and raised or?
I'm about as local as you can get almost. I did go to Carmel High School.
Wow.
And so that makes me pretty local. I've lived all over the world since then, but I've come back and now live here on the peninsula. I just always have appreciated what a magical place this is. No matter where in the world I've been, I've always known that this is very special.
That is so true. Very true. And so how did you get started in interior design?
I think I've always had the gift of seeing what doesn't exist.
Oh.
And some people might call me crazy, but it's... We're given certain gifts, the way our brains are wired, how we think, how we see things, how we see our world. And I always saw things from the time I was a little wee girl in color and as possible. So I would walk into a room and I would see it the way it could be,
oh,
in different colors and different shapes and different furnishings. And Cynthia, I truly always thought everyone could see that way, and people don't. And so it just evolved very naturally that I was drawn to color, particularly. I'm known for color.
Mm.
I teach color. I lecture about color. I do color consulting. Anyone who's ever seen me knows that I love color. And it really morphed very, very logically into this as a profession, which I'm blessed to do and I love doing.
You're listening to Paula McChesney. She is a local author and business person. Passion by Design is her new radio show starting tomorrow. I am your host, Cynthia Fernandez, and I will be with you for this hour. We're going to really focus on interviews and book reviews. And if you're listening and want to forward this show to someone else, or maybe you can't catch the whole program, you're welcome to listen to the archive for today's show. It will be available to either listen to online or to download and listen to when it's convenient. And you can find that by going to the Pilgrim's Way website, which is pilgrimsway.com, and then click on the Simple Life Radio tab, and you'll find Valerie's picture and description of today's show. So, Valerie, you mentioned, even though you're local, you've lived all over, and I noticed from your website that you travel a bit. Do you like to travel?
I love to travel, Cynthia. I think that the travel is really a foundation and an education for us. In terms of being a designer, people often say, well, Paula, where do you get your inspiration?
Yeah.
And I get my inspiration from everything. It can be a piece of art I've seen someplace. It can be a formation of rock. It can be a seaweed washed up on Carmel Beach. So often you'll see me with my camera snapping photographs of things, and you think, what is that woman doing? But it's inspiration for me. And I think the creative spark is such a fabulous, exciting arena to explore.
Yeah. Yeah, and it sounds like you are always ready to identify your muse wherever you happen to be.
True.
And so over the years, having traveled, I'm sure that if you repeated a visit to a particular location, you would have seen changes. We've had a lot of changes in Carmel. I hear from visitors all the time. Does it also give you a perspective about the general economy in different places around the world where people travel?
Well, it really does, and I think that we're in a whole new consciousness on the planet and about our lives and how we're living our lives. In fact, we're going to be talking, my co-author, Sandy Peckinpah, and I will be talking about this a lot, of what is the new paradigm? What are we looking for in our lives and our homes and worlds? And I do see changes, some of them very... very difficult and challenging, you know, loss of people's homes and so forth, and some of them really in the long run going to be truly a whole new age of possibility. So I do see that in my travels, and I see it locally.
Speaking of locally, that, you know, having the bookstore and garden shop in Carmel for, I don't know, Paul's had it since 91, I guess. There's been a lot of changes of late, with the housing bubble popping and other things happening as well throughout the nation and beyond. I would love to get your perspective, Paula, on what kinds of changes really stand out to you in our local area.
Well, what I see happening is a division, if you will, a separation between the individuals who are really looking to downsize, and I don't actually like that word, Cynthia. I think it has a, and this is just my perspective.
Sure.
Very personal. I think downsizing feels like a loss and feels like we're losing something. I really prefer to look at when we choose to let go of some of those extraneous things, possessions, furnishings, large homes, whatever, as really an evolution towards something less weighty and lighter, enlightenment. And so it's really, I see a lot of people lightening up.
Maybe the right term would be right-sizing.
Right-sizing, absolutely.
That's aligning with what you need and what you are supported by.
That's a terrific term. I like that a lot, because it takes a lot of energy to maintain these very, very large homes, multiple homes, and so forth. And believe you me, as a designer, I love those large homes and those multiple homes. Don't get me wrong. And I love my clients that have them and the lifestyle, because many of my clients really appreciate living that way. It gives them fluidity. It gives them flexibility. They can travel. So I'm in no way being negative about one or the other. I'm just seeing that there are some choices, and people are making choices, and they're very positive choices for the most part.
And so the result of those choices are giving these folks a lot more freedom, peace of mind.
Yes.
Resource to work with.
Yes. And time. And people are having now more time, I think, to do what really makes their hearts sing, rather than doing what they have to do to support
right.
the weight of the possessions and so forth.
That's really true. And so now you're speaking primarily within personal real estate.
Correct.
Yeah. Have you seen a lot of changes in our community around maybe businesses or the ratio of residents, things like that?
You know, I see businesses change around Carmel, and sometimes you will see in a space it opens up and then another beloved business will shift over into that space. I mean, you've been there, you and Paul have been there, and such a rock in the community. I remember I've walked by your store for years and years and years, and it's always delightful and reassuring to see the bookstore and the garden, which is integrated, and I love that. It's
thank you.
Just terrific to see that it's still there. I don't get particularly upset when I see a storefront open up, because I think something new is going to flow into that.
Good point. That's a really good point. And for a lot of people who are regular visitors to Carmel, they may only visit once a year. There mm-hmm. might be family members here. They might have a golf tournament they come to see or a car show they come to see. Or a lot of times I meet folks in the bookstore that got married here or had a honeymoon here. And so they return like the birds do to rekindle some of those favorite memories. And I hear about changes that they see, but everyone is still really, really appreciative for the natural beauty that we have, the slow-paced lifestyle that we tend to live right in the village of Carmel by the Sea especially, and how there's so much natural beauty, relaxation, and choice for where you're going to eat, you know, what are you going to do for entertainment, whether it be a show mm-hmm. or something else that's going on in town. And I have to pinch myself sometimes that I'm actually here, because I was one of those people who lived in Silicon Valley mm-hmm. and would come down for a weekend getaway and just totally soak up all of the R&R that Carmel and Monterey Peninsula offers. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Well, I want to hear about your show, Passion by Design. I know that we will be taking a break here shortly, so when we come back, let's hear from Paula about her show. She's co-hosting a show beginning tomorrow, actually, titled Passion by Design. And we are going to take a short break. But before we go, I just want to mention once again that we have archives for our shows that you can either listen online or download by going to the Pilgrim's Way website. That's pilgrimsway.com. And go ahead and click on the Simple Life Radio tab. There's a lot of shows to choose from. We've been working here for about a year now, and quite a large variety of things to choose from. So you can keep yourself company on TuneIn while you're on your way to whatever your errands happen to be. But our guest today, Paula McChesney, is a local author, and her book, Passion by Design, will be one of the books you can find at Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Secret Garden. We're in the planning stages right now of choosing a date that works. It will be happening sooner rather than later, so keep that in mind. And we'll let you know the date and time either by listening to our program here, Simple Life Radio, or you can find out by checking the events page of our website, pilgrimsway.com. So stay with us for more with Paula Chesney on Simple Life Radio. We'll be right back. Back in studio with local author and radio host beginning tomorrow, Paula McChesney. Before we went to break, Paula, I enticed everyone to hang in there so that we could hear from you. I'd love to get your description of your radio show that does air tomorrow beginning 5 p.m. What would you say about that?
Well, first of all, I'm very, very delighted to be back up on the air. My co-author and co-host, Sandy Peckinpah, and I have been on the air on the wonderful old KNRY, which we love dearly, and also in the Arizona market in KFNX in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a treat for us to be back on the air locally in Monterey. And what Passion by Design is about, it's really, Cynthia, about how do we live our life to the fullest, with passion, with purpose, with possibility. How do we integrate those things into our lives through our daily choices,
mm-hmm.
so that our life is full, alive, vital, juicy, and really an amazing, fabulous experience. So we talk about many areas of life. It's your physical surroundings. How do you make your home or office beautiful and energetically supporting you? You know, sometimes you walk into a space and it just feels good.
That's right.
You don't know why. You don't know necessarily that, oh, well, it's because Paula chose, you know, this color 1, 2, 3, but it feels good. And sometimes you walk into a space and it doesn't feel good. And we are sensitive beings. We pick up on energy. And so my work as an interior designer is really creating those spaces, home, office, restaurants, spas, that just enhance our experience of being in that space. So that's a big arena of work for Passion by Design, as well as the other areas of our lives where we live fully, our choices in our words. You know, how do we enhance our relationships by choosing words which are positive and fulfilling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we give very practical information. We give some fun stuff. Our book has some funny titillating little exercises and examples. I think it's a very useful, fun way to really look at what living your life fully is.
And Paula McChesney is speaking about her book, Passion by Design, which we will be hosting a book signing event with her for probably in the month of March, I would imagine. But stay tuned for the details around that. So, Paula, what would you like everyone to know about you if they're just meeting you for the first time and they hadn't heard you on the other radio stations you've been on in the past? What do you want people to know about you?
What I want people to know about me is that I think I am probably one of the most curious people on the planet.
That's a good trait.
And, well, you know, it is a wonderful trait. I'm curious about everything. I'm interested in everything. I'm interested in people. I get so much pleasure and enjoyment out of doing my hosting of my shows, because I always learn something, Cynthia. I learn so much from my guests, and people fascinate me.
I know what you mean.
We all have stories,
yeah.
And our lives are our stories.
That is so true, so true. And don't you also have a TV show?
I do.
Tell us about that.
Yes, I host a segment of Your Town, which airs here in Monterey, and the purpose of that show for me really is to provide a platform for businesses and nonprofits and individuals who I think are passionate about whatever they do. I'm so honored and privileged to have that opportunity to be able to talk to different people. I've hosted everything from the Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, helping the equines who have no place to go, who would otherwise be killed. I've talked so many different CASA, which is now Voices for Children.
Yes.
I've talked to people dealing with the homeless issues. I've talked to people dealing with the arts and food and music. And I'm so, as I say, privileged to be able to host that, provide a platform for information to get out to the people in our community that benefit from it.
You know, that's a real value to locals, and I hope everyone knows about your offering, because I'm sure you work hard coordinating and planning and putting all the details together to make it pull off just beautifully.
Well, thank you. Cynthia, you're being very gracious. I was sharing that with her a bit earlier of that work.
No, it's true. It's very true. So in terms of interior design, which is our focus for the show today, can you give us a little inside scoop? What's the most popular desire that people have for interior design?
Wow, that's a broad question. What I find mostly is that people want their homes to function and feel great. And in our industry, there's an expression, and because I know it so well, I don't know if the outside world knows it well, but it's form follows function. And you may want a home in which you can entertain easily. You may want a home where there's a lot of seating. For example, some of my corporate clients, one of the big elements for them is to have indoor-outdoor areas where their parties can manage a lot of people. And so that's one aspect. What are the needs that you have in your home? Sometimes it's that you want it to be very child-friendly and dog-friendly. And it seems like all of my clients tend to have dogs, and I think I attract that because I'm a great dog lover.
Well, I think this area tends to be an animal advocacy.
Oh, it's a mecca.
Well, yeah, yes. Within the nation.
Yes, I want to come back as a dog here.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I've already got that figured out. But it really depends on what the person's need in. How do you want your home to function for you? And what I think that my gift is that I can take your desire that perhaps you didn't even know how to express, and I can help you define it, and I can bring it into reality.
That is a gift, and especially the part about people may not know how to express it. So you must have some sense of listening that allows you to pick out the things that are obviously very, very important to individuals. And, you know, I'm surprised because I thought you were going to say, well, the bedroom, of course.
Well, the bedroom is very key. And it's an interesting area because it's a private space.
Yes.
And what I've seen over many years in many homes is that people tend to pay more attention, put more money, more energy into the, quote, public spaces, their kitchens, their living rooms, their great rooms. And really, for me, the bedroom is such an important private space that you can create to be exactly what you want. You don't have to please your children. You don't have to please the grandmother or the neighbor. That's your private space. That should be exactly what you and or your partner want to be. And I find it a very overlooked, very under-attended to space. And my work with Passion by Design is to revitalize that and say it's such an important area in terms of recharging our batteries with sleep. Are you sleeping well? Is it comfortable? Does it feel good? All of those things.
Yeah, that's really, really key. And so what does an interior say about a person? What
oh
do
my
you
gosh.
Read? Yeah.
You know, that's such a great question. Thank you for asking it. I have a belief that our belief about ourselves is reflected in our outer world. And how we keep our homes and how we live in our homes. And I'm not talking about having a big mansion. I'm not talking about that at all. Having a big mansion doesn't mean that you're a wonderful person. How you live in your space, do you attend to it with love and care? Do you keep it neat? Do you keep it clean? Do you feel worthy? And what I find is that when physical neighborhoods, for example, homes and neighborhoods are cleaned up and painted and the windows are repaired or the gardens are planted, that whole energetic circle of raising your self-esteem and feeling good about yourself just is this wonderful cycle, and it begets more well-being and more good feeling. And so much of my work is, you know, really getting people aware that they do have power to impact how they feel by adding a vase of flowers, by painting a wall, by planting a garden, fixing a fence, you know, painting your front door. Really very simple things, but it can shift things so dramatically.
You know, listening to you, Paula, I remember back a long time ago, actually, when I wasn't feeling very powerful in my life, and I stumbled upon the methodology or the tactic at that frame of mind, that stage of mind, where I would just change my environment, mm-hmm. how it looked, where things were set,
yes,
the design of it, and actually sometimes it was just, I will clean this space.
Yes.
And as a result of that, I felt so much more powerful. Now, none of the big decisions in my life had changed, my work, my relationships, whatever, but internally I had manifested evidence, physical evidence of my own personal power, and it was really eye-opening.
It is. It's so powerful. And I always suggest to people, do something small. Whether everybody who's listening, and I'm going to challenge your listeners here, will do one thing in the next 24 hours. And it may be as simple as organizing your junk drawer.
That's a big task.
It may be something very small. It may be take one drawer and sort it.
Yeah.
And just notice how you feel.
Yeah.
Because I think we get overwhelmed. You know, we go, oh, I have to clean my whole closet, or I have to clean my whole this, or I have to organize my desk. No, you don't. Do one thing at a time. And I don't call them baby steps. I call them small adult steps, because that's a very adult way to be. To approach something, and I don't use the word tackle, because that sounds like work and pain. I don't want to be tackled, but I want to approach something in a delightful way that I can say, ooh, I'm going to have a sense of accomplishment. I'm going to handle this one desk drawer, and that's going to feel good, and I know I'm going to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can build on that better feeling place. That better feeling place.
That's really true. And edge your way into a much more free and expansive sense of your world.
Yes.
So one of the things I appreciate listening to you, Paula, is I'm not hearing from you that people necessarily have to be wealthy to even address the design of their interiors.
Absolutely not. And I think that's a very important misconception. And people think, oh, I can't afford a designer. And truth be told, the tighter your budget is, you can't afford to waste one penny in making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, Cynthia, I've gone out to people's homes or offices, and I'll see bucket after bucket after bucket after bucket of paint. And they're very frustrated. They're very upset, and they don't know what to do. They've spent a lot of time running back and forth to the paint store, spending money on the paint, frustrated. Had they made the decision earlier, I'm a great believer in let the professionals do what the professionals do. Call in a designer to consult with you for 2 hours, and then do what you want to do, you know, yourself. There's a great amount of room for doing things yourself, but get headed in the right direction.
And if people wanted to get a hold of you, let's say, how might they best do that?
Well, my office is in Carmel, right by the post office, actually, at the corner of 5th and Dolores. And my telephone number, if I may give that,
please,
is 831-333-6261. Again, that's 831-333-6261. I'm very accessible. I try to answer the phone as much as I can on the first pickup. I will return calls promptly, and I'm happy to help and give you some guidance and direction.
And so if people have just casual, general questions, are you able to help them with that, say, over the phone, or do you need to have a booked appointment at their location?
It's actually both. I find that often I can give them some very good general direction, you know, do this, and then if you need more help, I'm happy to come out and meet with you.
And just one more question, since we're on the topic, I'm really curious if there is something about interior design that people generally do not know.
Oh my gosh, there's so much.
Yeah. Well, using myself for an example, you know, I always think of interior design as something that you would do if you're wealthy or you have a very large space to fill. And you have dashed that, thankfully. And you've also spoken about the element of organization and efficiency around interior design. And I'm just wondering if there's some other kind of misconception that is on the top three or so.
You know, I would have to say, in all truth, I think that is the largest misconception that the public has.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford an interior designer.
Yeah.
And the truth is, you can't afford not to get the guidance. I mean, would you not go to your doctor if you were sick or needed some direction?
Yeah, at
you're
least
not going to go to him every day.
Right.
But you're going to get going in the right direction. And then you keep on implementing the good habits of eating or exercise or whatever. If I can get you going in the right direction, then yes, you can keep going. One of the main things that I see repeatedly is people will buy things that they like that have nothing to do with anything else. And so it's all well and good, but you do waste some money. So I always create what I call a master plan.
Hmm.
And the master plan kind of gives the overview of what you're trying to accomplish. And then under that, you know, am I headed in the right direction?
Oh, that's so true. That is so true. Well, we are in studio here with Paula McChesney. I'm your host, Cynthia Fernandez, and we're going to take a short break here in a minute. But I wanted to mention for all of you listening that if you would like to have another listen to this particular episode of Simple Life Radio, you're welcome to either listen online or download. You can actually email it or share it with a friend if you'd like to do that. And by going to the Pilgrim's Way website, pilgrimsway.com, you can click on the Simple Life Radio tab and find all of the prior shows listed there. I want to give a good shout out to the folks shopping at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Secret Garden. We are located in downtown Carmel by the Sea on Dolores between 5th and 6th. If you are coming in, I'm sure my husband Paul and our very good helper Tim will be happy to help you there today and take care of whatever needs you have. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more on Simple Life Radio. We're actually going to look at what are some stressors that we deal with and how to overcome those. So stay with us. We'll be back with Paula McChesney on Simple Life Radio. We are back in studio with Paula McChesney. I'm your host, Cynthia Fernandez. You're listening to KRXA 540 AM. We are either on your radio at home, radio in the car, or you can live stream this show at radiomonterey.com or go through TuneIn. I have TuneIn on my smartphone and it works really great. So our guest today, Paula McChesney, we were talking right before the break about different aspects of interior design, her book, Passion by Design, and her show, Beginning Tomorrow, co-hosting Passion by Design, beginning at 5 p.m., all about design, and design being a very supportive, comfortable, revitalizing aspect to life. So, Paula, I want to hear from you now. What do you consider a stressor in life? And maybe you can share with us how you most often overcome stressors in your life.
Right. Boy, what a great question, Cynthia. I think life has many, many stressors. And one of the key things that I have observed, and I think it impacts everyone globally, no matter where you're living, particularly in a highly developed country such as the United States, we are so bombarded with information.
That is so true.
We are so overwhelmed by information coming in. And I think it's particularly I'm going to use the word damaging to our children. As adults, it's hard enough. And we've got our computers on all the time. We've got our phones in our pockets all the time. We've got the car radio on. We've got, you know.
Well, we like the car radio on.
Well, we do love the car radio, yes. We do love the, actually, I do love the car radio in sincerity. That's because I'm not on the phone in the car. So I think being overwhelmed with information is very stressful. And I divide that word into F-U-L-L, stressful.
Yes. Full with stress.
And it is very, I was going to use the term manageable, and it is manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, first of all, is the awareness that we are being bombarded, and I use that word very, very intentionally. Even just walking through a shopping mall or walking through an area, and I think this is to come back to what you and I were talking about earlier, one of the absolute sort of psychic and spiritual delights of walking through Carmel. It feels good. There's not that overwhelming sense of noise and action and clutter and excessive movement. And so I think that's one of the reasons people are drawn to this area. So to go back to managing that, first of all, is the awareness of, wow, I am at choice in what I let come into my life. And sometimes I personally really make a point to just turn everything off and have some silence. And quite frankly, for me, that can sometimes be a little uncomfortable because I
initially,
yeah, mm-hmm. because I get caught up like everyone else does mm-hmm. in the
being plugged in.
yeah, tuned in, turned yeah. on, you yeah. know? And so it's a conscious awareness.
Yeah.
A, then B is conscious choice. Okay, I'm going to take a breath. And I'm going to turn everything off.
Mm-hmm.
And a real gift, which I will share with all of you, and I you'll hear me say it a lot in life, I have discovered the going to YouTube and turning on meditation tapes. And it is such a gift. I'm in such appreciation about it. At night, I'll go in and I'll just type in, I'll go to youtube.com, I'll type in sleep meditation, and there's a whole variety of guided meditation tapes or meditation music that takes my energy into that very positive, powerful space. When I wake up in the morning, oh, by the way, we tend to wake up in the energetic space we went to sleep in. And so I generally will wake up feeling good and centered. And if I want to raise my energy, I'll type in morning meditation. And that raises my energy. Or I'll put on music, which
sure.
is joyful and
energizing.
Energizing and enlivening. Mm. My other key thing, I do not, on a regular basis, turn on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I get all the news I need and more from simply turning on my computer, from just walking through life. I don't need to hear the horror stories repeated over and over and over again that are negative, negative, negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dampening and it's so devitalizing, if you will. I'm a huge proponent, and people ask me this all the time, Paula, what do you think about a TV in the bedroom? Okay. My answer to that is the TV is not the problem in the bedroom. The TV can be used as a wonderful sharing romantic movies or uplifting videos or whatever. It's the person controlling the remote who is the issue. If you're going to sleep, forgive me my newscaster friends, but if you're going to sleep to the 10 and 11 o'clock news, it isn't all that positive. I highly recommend don't do it.
Yeah, you raise a really good point, and also there's another element that I've been reading about lately, and it has to do with the electrical lines that you have in and around your bed or where
Absolutely.
You sleep, or is your smartphone right next to your bed on the nightstand, and how that influences our own electromagnetic field and our sleep patterns.
It really does, Cynthia. And I think one of the things, too, again, that I always recommend to my clients, put a beautiful cloth over your clock radio. You don't want that digital blinking, you know, oh, by the way, you're awake and it's 2:30 a.m. Again, you know, cover that up. Try to put your electronics as far away from you as possible in your bedroom. You know, don't have computers in your bedroom. That we are electromagnetic, energetic beings.
We are.
That does affect us.
We are. And there's actually more and more studies available now. It is a new technology. So honestly, I don't think anybody knows for sure. We haven't done the 50-year study. But just to give you an example, you know, I was this morning at a youth soccer event, mm-hmm. and it's not an uncommon thing to see parents on the sidelines, you know, with the kids out in the field. But I was really struck by all these parents connected to their smartphone, mm-hmm. not the kids on the field.
Yes.
And I was just like, wait a minute, something's a little off here.
Yes.
And you're coming about, you know, we're bombarded by information. I think really it's part of the freedoms that we enjoy. We have a freedom of information. It can be confusing because there's so much freedom in information sending that you don't have to make sure it's truthful. So
you're absolutely right.
Depending on who you listen to or follow, it can really kind of burn up some mental time and energy just trying to figure out what is the real scoop here.
Well, it's exhausting. And it's just, I think, so empowering to us as individuals to say, hey, I do have a choice here.
That's right.
I can turn this off. I don't need to, just because everybody else is listening to it, I don't need to listen to this.
Mm-hmm, that is so true.
And to really listen to things that are uplifting. Just a really quick little story, because I'm so still delighted by it. Yesterday, I happened to be, I love the Olympics. I'm the kind that the American flag raises, well, anybody's flag, quite frankly, and it brings tears to my eyes. I love that music welling up the spirit of those athletes. I mean, it's just so lovely and inspiring and motivating. And one of the companies is doing ads about moms, and they're just delightful. They're showing these beautiful pictures of these little baby children, and the moms are there to support them, and the moms pick them up when they fall down, when they're the brand new little 2-year-old or 4-year-old ice skater or skier. And then it just shows this beautiful projection. It is such a feel-good ad. I don't even particularly like the products, but I love the feeling of that ad.
And the honoring of moms.
And the
very
honoring
important.
Of moms, because it feels so good. That's the kind of stuff we should be listening to.
Well, and on that note, there's a huge sort of personal power that we have available to us in choosing our future, envisioning our future, actually recognizing or creating a clarity about what we want in our future.
Yes.
And you strike me as a very conscious person. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear from you. What do you envision for our future?
Oh, I see so much, Cynthia. It is such an amazing time in life, in the planet, in the globe, in the world, because we have undergone a huge shift of reality, consciousness, and so forth. And I honestly am extremely optimistic about what we are creating and the possibilities. And when I talk about passion by design, I'm really talking about designing your life to live what's passionate, what's powerful, what's possible. And I think that we are actively cutting edge, leading edge thinkers who are concerned about the global impact of what I purchase impacts someone around the globe. If I choose to buy those cheap cabinets, well, why the heck are they cheap? Because somebody is suffering across the globe, working for 14 cents a day to make those cabinets cheap enough. Well, you know, does that feel good to me? No. If I can be conscious and awake to say, yes, I'm willing to pay more for something that is made with quality, made someone to to an artisan who can be making a living wage. Those kind of choices that we make, I think there's a great overwhelming consciousness raising, and I'm extraordinarily positive about our future.
I like the sound of that, Paula. Well, we are co-sponsored on this show, Simple Life Radio, by Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in downtown Carmel. So we love to ask our guests here on the show what their all-time favorite book is. And I realize that is a tall question.
No, it's not. I know exactly what my all-time favorite book is, and I kind of laugh because I read it first when I was 16. It's Gone with the Wind.
Ooh.
I'm a romantic at heart,
you
Cynthia.
Are. And so what are you reading now, Paula?
Well, I'm one of the kind that I love the libraries. I will carry out as many books and tapes as I can. People laugh at me and they say, did you leave us any? I say, no, I took them all. I tend to read about 5 books at a time, but the one that has my attention at this moment is the Abraham Hicks, The Astonishing Power of Emotion.
That is such a great book. I love the chart in the center of it. Yeah, it's a great book. If you're not familiar with it, come on in the bookstore at Pilgrim's Way on Dolores between 5th and 6th. We can share that with you.
It's a great book.
Oh, my goodness, it is. Very empowering.
Very.
Yeah. Well, Paula, it has been a distinct pleasure having you on this show.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you so much for making time for us.
My pleasure, indeed.
And if you want to hear our newest co-host here at KRXA 540 AM, Paula McChesney will be on the air tomorrow beginning 5 p.m., and her show is called Passion by Design. Now, to let you know what's coming up on Pilgrim's Way storefront and also Simple Life Radio, I should first let everyone know that we are this year, 2014, offering a Happy Birthstone sale in the bookstore. We do sell crystals and jewelry, and so the birthstone that has been designed for the month is 40% off. This month it's amethyst, so come on in and see what goodies may lie ahead for you. And in terms of events that we're hosting, our next tracking club is set for Sunday, March 2nd. It is a free event. We meet at the Marina State Beach in Marina. I would suggest you go on our website, click on events, and there is a map because Marina State Beach, we learned, is a very big area, and we want to make sure everyone meets at the right location. And then later on this month, we are going to be hosting, actually later on in March, we're going to be hosting Dr. Amit Goswami, March 25th. Stay tuned for more information about that, and I will be with you next Saturday for Simple Life Radio. Take care.